Okay, Basil Lagani Tavshim Membeis Eis Gimel. In these booklets on page Chav Vav. Okay, the first three lines we learned yesterday. Vine, Kedei Lahapach Hashtus Dulum Ezel Hashtus Tegdusha. The Rebbe is explaining that the purpose of the Mishkan is to create the Dira V'Tachtenim through transforming, breaking evil, transforming evil, making Shtus of world to Shtus of Kedusha, to make Shteker, falseness of the world, into a Kedush of the Mishkan. So he said, in order to do this, which is L'malim in Medida V'Agbalah, V'Lasis Mishaker Ha'elam Kroshim Eimdim, in a way of Mahalchim Bein Ha'eimdim, in a way that the Neshamas becomes this great thing, Yet Seder V'Inyan HaMulchama, you need to fight. Like we discussed yesterday, B'Chayri B'Kash, yes, we finished. So he says, in order to win in a battle, you have to awaken the essence of the soul. Then for sure you're going to win. And this is the next, and one of the issues the Friedrich Rebbe discusses in the Maimer, that we see, over there he discusses that a king, normally, the treasures of the king are normally not seen for anybody. They're always hidden. Nobody's allowed to even see them. When it comes to battle and the king wants to win, so the expression in the Medrash is mevazvez ha'etzeris, he just throws out the treasures. He squanders it because nitzachin, the power of victory, is so powerful it touches the essence of the nefesh. Like people that want to win a political battle or whatever it is. And he says, it says in the Medrash, Shakari Baruch Hu Nikra Shem Tzvokes. Hashem is called the name, one of the names of Hashem is Tzvokes, Al Shem Shenilchem Rishoyim, because Hashem fights with the Rishoyim. That's what the Medrash says. By days and by Hashem, so to speak, fighting evil. Mis'er Gamma Inyan, the Netzach Yisrael Le'yishaket. Hepach the Sheker Ha'ilam, that the Netzach Yisrael, the victory of the Jews, will not lie. Meaning, Lifal Nitzachem Ben Muhammad, to effect a victory in battle, Shemin Esalel Esayidei Tzivis Hashem. Because the Yidden are called Tzivis Hashem, Hashem's army. That means the Jews are the ones battling the Muhammad of Hashem against evil. And therefore, when the Yidden left the first Golus of Mitzrayim, they are called, as the Pasuk says in Parshas Bay, Yatsu called Tziveis Hashem. That's the first time the Jews were called Tziveis Hashem. And therefore, from the time of Golus Mitzrayim to the end of time, the Yidden are called Tzava B'Yisrael, the army of Hashem. Tzivis Hashem. What does it mean? Shemamala tafkidei. That the Jew fulfills their mission. Like it says, Ani le'nevresi ele l'shamash eskeni. I was created to serve my master, Ba'el mazeh, tachten dafke in this world. In other words, what does it mean? Every Jew becomes Hashem's soldier to serve Hashem, to get rid of evil, and create the dinner tachteinim. To illuminate the darkness of the world. Through victory in war. Okay? So therefore, the Alter Rebbe is explaining, in order to create the shtus of Kedusha, shtus of evil, the shtus of Kedusha, Sheker, to Kedesh, you need to fight a battle against evil. And this battle is this battle that every single Jew fights as Tzivis Hashem to fulfill the mission of winning the battle to reveal godliness. For this, Yashinyan Bizras Aitzis. There is slandering the treasures. Like we see in the earthly kingdoms, Shebeshvil Nitzuach HaMelchom, in order to win a battle, the king squanders not only Eitzreis of his treasures, but also Eitzreis of Esav.
Everything
from everybody. Like this, you're not allowed to even look at it. And then they throw it out. That that generally speaking, the king doesn't use it for his personal needs. Afal pikein, hadei mishtamish ben for battle. The king uses it by the eif and show bizbuz. In a way of bizbuz, meaning he squanders, he just throws it out. Bishvil nitzochen ha-milchom. And he says, hadei zeh. And the Fleet Grebbe writes in Basi Lagani that who gets that Eitzah? The foot soldiers, not the generals. The Bizbuz is to the simple meaning to each one of us, every single Jew who's not a general, we're simple foot soldiers in the battle. Aidei zeh sheneisim v'adarech zeh v'eit negelei zeh Hashem sheneisim l'tzivas Hashem. The treasure that Hashem gives to the army, what is this treasure that a Jew gets? It's the hidden, the treasure of Yerushamayim. In other words, let's speak very simple. In order to battle darkness, in a spiritual sense, you need to have an abundance of Yerushamayim. If you don't fear God, then there's no inyan of battling. You need to have the fear and the awe of Hashem to be able to realize that there's darkness and we hate the darkness and we have to transform darkness into light. That comes from the treasure, meaning, in simple English, when you fight the battle, you're revealing deeper levels in the neshama that you were never aware of before. Like we find, when people are in desperate situations, they're running away, over there, the mashal, the Frida Grebbe gives, you're running away from a fire, and there's a little hole, you will squeeze through the hole to save your life, even though normally you would never be able to do such a thing. Or people, God forbid, in a year, you would pick up a car, because what happens then? They reveal within them, because of accomplishing what they need to accomplish, saving their life, saving the life of a, whatever it is. They'll reveal within them powers that they never knew, they never realized they had. And this is the Yerushamayim that Hashem gives to every single Jew in the battle against darkness, against evil. We have powers we never even realized we have. And this is what Hashem throws in. Hashem reveals the essence of the neshama, Yerushamayim, Echidush Benefesh, everything. The same concept is Shakadish Baruch Hu Ezrei. The Gemara says, and the pasuk Sefer Rosh LaTzadik Mavakish LaMisei, Hashem LeYazven LeBiyad. It's a pasuk in Tillim. It says the Rosh is out, looking out to the tzadik and wants to kill him, but Hashem doesn't let it happen. So the Gemara says, Sefer Rosh LaTzadik, the Rosh, the Yetzer Hara is looking out, but Mavakish LaMisei wants to kill him. V'Malei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ezrei. If Hashem wouldn't help the Nefesh HaMelechis, he would never be able to overcome the Nefesh HaBamis. You know, in a fight between person and animal, I'm not talking about a little bug, between a person and an ox, the ox is going to win. Because an ox is much stronger than the person. Nefesh HaBamis is much, much stronger than Nefesh HaMelechis. And this Nefesh HaBamis wants to kill the Nefesh HaMelechis. So if Hashem doesn't help the Nefesh HaMelechis with the additional power, and that's what he's saying, Hashem gives us the treasures. He helps us in the battle that we can overcome the more powerful thing called the Nefesh HaBamis. That you win the Muhammad. Not only that, in a way of Pada Bisholim Nafshi, Hashem redeems us with peace. We don't even need to battle. Shamitis in Yimpada Visholim, that the real level of redemption in freedom and peace is Beifin Shain Tsar Klaub in Yinamuchama, that you don't need war at all. It's interesting, when Carter finished his presidency, the Rebbe spoke about this very few times. The Rebbe spoke about the president, but the Rebbe spoke about, he didn't say names, but he spoke about the president, that one good thing about his political career is there are many times the America was on the brink of war and he kept the Americans out of war. And the Rebbe spoke that as a greatness of a person, that he was able to keep the country out of war when it was very often, right.
But he said if he would stay
Okay, whatever. But it didn't happen. Like it was in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, there were no battles. The Medrash says, David HaMelech wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem said, you cannot build it because your hands shed blood. David HaMelech was fighting with the enemies. Hashem said, my Beis HaMikdash is going to be built by a man of peace. So he said, your son Shlomo, whose name is Shalom, he is going to be the one, because in Shlomo HaMelech's days, there were no wars. The whole world came to Shlomo HaMelech. He was the son-in-law of all the kings. And there was this peace, as the Pasuk says, in the days of Shlomo HaMelech was peace. You say to me, so even more so, the way it's going to be, when Mashiach comes to Shuddah, there's going to be even more peace. I feel a head of shalsholing. Even a, like the Pasuk says, the swords will be transformed into plowshares. Okay, so this is so far without it. Now he's coming to this year's Perek of Perek Yubeis. Okay, so now the Rebbe is explaining we have to transform evil to good. That's the purpose of the Mishkan. That is through battle. Every Jew is Hashem's soldier. We're given the treasures to be able to accomplish that. Okay, so he says, "Umam shech levar parakut base," and the Rebbe continues in parakut base. Hamachovan l'shan is which corresponds with this year. The shnasi yud base b'pamashaniya, because he says, the Rebbe says, "Shai b'chlol esam shech yeses in prakim." Like we explained the other day, the four maimarim together of 20 chapters. Parak echad l'chol shana. One parak is the head of that year. Which the Rebbe writes, that's the inyan of beis kafim, eitzes kfulis as sheyachas l'inyan ha-geula. Okay, chaf. Well, you have the regular letters of the alabes, and then you have the what's called the eitzes kfulis, the final letters, or lange chaf. Chav Sofit, you know, so you have Memnon Sadach Pei Chav. These are the five letters which are doubled. So it says in Kabbalah, those five letters correspond with the Inyan of Mashiach. So if you have Chav, 20 chapters, that we're at the second time, so it's double Chav, which corresponds with the Inyan of Mashiach. And it says over there, Inyan Eitzel Lamailo, and over there in the Maimon chapter Yudbeis, the Fried Rebbe explains the level of the treasure above. And he says, I say Maimra Tukun Isaiah. But the Tukun Isaiah says that Erd ain't tough Lamaila Mailad and Ked to Lamata Matad in Tachlis. That Oisim Basiligan is very hard, and the first Basiligan in Tavshin Beis was very hard. This is a little bit easier. It says over there in the Zayar that Hashem is Lamaila Maila Adin Ketz. It's all the way up to no end, or lamata mata adin tachlis, and down here to no end. In other words, the revelation of Hashem, Ein Ein Sof, the infinite revelation of Hashem, is so infinite that it goes all the way up to no end and all the way down to no end. Because very simple, the true definition of infinite is a place, there isn't a place where it doesn't exist. So if there's a place up there, down here, where it doesn't exist, then it's not real infinite. It's not real MS either. And he says, "V'hainu she'in yinad oitzer." This oitzer that Hashem gives every single Jew in the battle is a level lemaila mailad in ketzik. He explains in the Maimon, "Ala shebachdei levayed in gadol in yin ili shel oitzer." In order to explain,
oitzer means
treasure. That no, in other words, oitzer is a level that's completely, normally, before the war. Oitzer is a level which is completely hidden, even from everybody. Nobody sees the king's treasures. It's hidden. That means it's a hidden level that's completely hidden. Okay? And all of a sudden, for the battle, we're talking about physically and spiritually, yeah? So physically, the king opens up the storehouses and he lets everybody just take what, like you said, squanders it, take what you want. In spiritual, it means there's a certain level of concealment of God and of the neshama, because the neshama is a part of Hashem, that's never revealed. It's never revealed. Nobody could see it. Yet when it comes to a time of battle, by the way, this is called Mesiras Nefesh, which is the essence of the Jew, that's normally not revealed, only when push comes to shove. When push comes to shove, a Jew will have Mesiras Nefesh. So he says, in order to explain what does it mean that Hashem is all the way up, he first explains what it means all the way down. He explains first what it means that Elokus comes all the way down. And then we can understand for sure, which is the level of Eitzim. In other words, like this. Now, the Rebbe is saying, the Friedrich Rebbe explains in the Maimer first, what does it mean what the Zohar says, godliness is all the way down, 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 down. And then we can understand what it means all the way up, 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 to understand what this treasure that Hashem reveals to each one of us. So he says, Umavayir, and he explains like this, Shashem, Shapir, Shashem, Erdin Sof. The name, okay, there's an interesting thing. In many times in Chassidus, you have the expression, Or Ein Sof. Or Ein Sof is all over Tanya, all over Chassidus, Or Ein Sof. Now there's two ways you could define it. It could be Or of Ein Sof, or the Or is Ein Sof. Ein Sof means unlimited. So you can have it means Or of Hashem was unlimited, or you can have Or Ein Sof means the revelation itself is infinite. And he says, it's not... Yeah, sure. If you have a revelation of the infinite, it doesn't mean you're infinite. You could be finite.
If it is all Him, does it really matter?
We're talking about in revelations, though. Okay. In revelations, you can have a revelation of the infinite,
yes,
but that's not necessarily is infinite. And then you have the revelation. So he says,
Leisha'ar
nimshu ba me'ein sof. It doesn't mean only that the revelation comes from Ein Sof. That the revelation itself is infinite. Why is the revelation infinite? So it said, because Or is similar to the source. Like we learned many times. You look at light, it reveals what the source is. For instance, you look outside and you see it's light now, you know it's not moonlight. You know it's not the electric lights. You know it's sunlight. You don't see the sun. The roof is covering the sun. So, but Or reveals where it's coming from.
Right, the source.
So therefore, if Or reveals the source, it's revealing the source, and the source is infinite, so automatically the revelation is infinite.
The part of the essence is the essence.
The whole Igeres HaKadosh Simen Chof that the Alter Rebbe wrote, by the way, right before he passed away, Chof Dalet Teves, it's known that it's a very long, complicated. The Chiddush of the Alter Rebbe and that Igeres HaKadosh is that even though normally only Hashem could create Yeshmi Ayin, but because Or is part of the Ma'ar and reveals the Ma'ar, therefore revelation itself could create. It's a big chiddush of the Alter Rebbe in Igeres HaKadosh Simen Chof. It's a long, complicated Igeres HaKadosh. But the point is that because Or is Me'ein Ma'ar, Or has in it all the qualifications of the Ma'ar. And therefore, obviously, if the Ma'ar is Bligvul, the Or has to be Bligvul. Because if it's not, it wouldn't have all the qualification characteristics of the Mord. And therefore, it has to be that way. Okay, he's Ein Sof. And he says, not Stam Ein Sof. Because, okay. Anyway, this is going to take, we're not in any rush anyway. And to explain the Maimed. When you say Hashem is unlimited, Like we learned many, that itself is limitation. Because that means he's saying he's unlimited, not limited. The real definition of Ein Sof, unlimited, the Rebbe is saying now, next line, is not only that he's unlimited, but he's above the geder, the realm of limited and unlimited. That's the real definition. In other words, when we say infinite, we're saying infinite, not finite. But the real definition of infinite when it comes to Hashem is not stam, he's infinite, not finite. He's above both, and therefore he's infinite in not being both, either. He's above both. One second, let me just... Ein Sof B'Tachlis Hashem, he says in the parenthesis, V'ad Shulam Ma'ilim Mikol HaGdorim, he's above all limitations, boundaries of end and beginning. Because if you say something, it's very simple. If, one second. If something is unlimited, Ein Sof, but it had a beginning, something made it, and he made it in a way that it's unlimited. It never ends. But still, there was a time when it didn't exist before it was made. It was made as unlimited, but there was a time it didn't exist. So something which is Ein Sof, generally speaking, has a tchila, has a beginning.
Yes, at least, yes.
Because before it was made infinite, it wasn't existing. By Hashem, as the Lashon Metziusim Yatzmus say, or in the Chassidic expression, Ein Lo Tchila, Hashem never had a beginning. In other words, something which is unlimited had a beginning. So there was a time it didn't exist. So there was a limitation in the fact that yes, now it's unlimited, but because there was a time it didn't exist. So in that respect, it's limited. But when you say Ein Lo Tchila, there's no beginning. No, well, no, and Hashem is also whatever. Hashem, the essence of Hashem, is not only Ein Sof; it's really Ein Lo Tchila. If you have no beginning, you automatically have no end. But you can have no end, but a beginning. But you can't have no beginning and end. If there's no beginning, there's no way of making you an end. Like they say in America, you didn't hire, you can't fire. If it was never made, it would always exist, then of course there's no end to it.
Does it imply if something is infinite, it's still quantifiable?
Correct. That it's infinite, not finite.
So therefore, God doesn't even fit in that category.
That's what he's saying. It's above all that. Therefore, revelation, which is similar to the source, Ein Sof, and that's what the definition the Friedrich Gabriel explains in that moment. Or Ein Sof, meaning Shahard Atzmai Hu Bechinas Ein Sof. Okay, it's no end to the revelation. Upirish Or Ein Sof Lamata Ein Tachlis. And therefore, the Friedrich Gabriel explains, what does it mean when we say that Earth, Hashem, is l'mayla mayla adin ketz, or l'mata mata adin tachlis, meaning that the revelation of Hashem goes all the way down to no end. What does it mean? Shegam, what mean? Shegam kefi shenim shech l'mata mato b'chin yasein sof. The Friedrich Rebbe explains in that maimer, what it means, l'mata mata adin tachlis, means that even when it comes down here, it still remains in the infinite state. Because if it doesn't remain in the infinite state, then it's not coming down here. If you're telling me that the infinite revelation of Hashem remains infinite and it goes l'mata mata adin tachlis all the way to the bottom, then it has to remain infinite while it's down here. Because if it's not infinite down here, then it's not infinite anymore. And you're saying the infinite revelation is infinite all the way down here. Because Or has a tchila.
Or does?
The morn. The sun is the light. Sunlight source is the sun. Sun is the source of the sunlight. Before the sun existed, there was no sunlight.
But ray of sun is the same as sun.
No. Let me ask you a question. If you would be in the sun, you'd burn, get burned chas v'shalom? Okay, why aren't you burnt now when you walk outside?
This is not a ray of sun.
Ray. It is? What is the ray?
Very, very. But so, the ray of sun in near sun is the same.
It will attack and burn you, yeah.
It will, okay. So it's the same thing that the Alter Rebbe all of a sudden said that the or could create also. Of course it could.
No, it's a chiddush because or has a tchila. In other words, art has a beginning. In order to create gashmis, which is to connect ayin and yesh, you have to be enoy tchila. And the chiddush is that art, because it's ma'ein amor, has that quality of enoy tchila in it. But really, it's not enoy tchila. The source, the ma'art is the source of the light.
Wait a minute, you can claim that it keeps one mitzvah, it keeps all the mitzvah. He keeps one mitzvah, he has a part of the essence, he has the whole essence.
No, that doesn't work, because Eibishter gave us 613 mitzvahs.
Correct.
Now, each mitzvah, there's a halacha, Eisik b'mitzvah, potim in a mitzvah. If you're doing a mitzvah, you're potim for doing another mitzvah. Why? Why?
They're all equal.
No, not because they're all equal. Because each mitzvah is composed of each other. So when I'm doing mitzvah A, I'm really also doing mitzvah B. But that doesn't mean I could put on tefillin, therefore not keep kosher. Or I don't have to bench lulav because I'm doing tefillin. Each mitzvah has its own unique. Why did Eibishter give 248 mitzvahs?
It's,
because it's 248 different ways of connecting. Okay, do we continue?
Oh, yeah.